The Food and Drug Administration has announced it will not approve the sale of emergency contraception without a prescription, at least for now. The contraceptive, a version of the so-called morning-after pill called Plan B, was approved in 1999 by the FDA, but only with a doctor's prescription. In rejecting over-the-counter sales today, the agency went against the recommendations of its own advisory panel. Joining me now to discuss the decision is NPR's Julie Rovner. And Julie, first, a distinction here. The morning-after pill is often confused with the so-called abortion pill, but it isn't the same thing.
No, it's a very common misconception. The abortion pill only works in an established pregnancy. The morning-after pill, the pills we're talking about here, are high doses of regular birth control pills, and they don't work in an established pregnancy. They can prevent pregnancy if they're taken within 72 hours of unprotected sex.
Last December, an advisory panel to the FDA voted overwhelmingly in favor of approving sales of Plan B without a prescription. So what exactly did the FDA do today?
Well, the FDA told the company that it had not shown that these pills were safe for women under the age of 16, that they had not shown that it was safe for them to take it without a doctor's supervision. Now, they didn't say that they were rejecting it outright. They said that there's a possibility that if they found a way to restrict women under 16 from getting it, or if the company were to come back and find a way to sell it to women under 16 with a prescription and those over 16 without a prescription, they might consider that.
To what extent is this concern about women under 16? To what extent is this a medical concern? To what extent is it a social conservative concern that the policy that the advisory committee had recommended was simply too socially liberal for the FDA?
Well, this is obviously going to be the subject of debate for days to come. In February, when the FDA first said that it was going to put off this decision, there were charges by those in favor of making this over-the-counter, that the medical evidence was clear that it was safe, that it should be sold without a prescription. There was a concerted campaign waged by a number of conservative congressmen and a number of conservative groups to say, no, we're worried about teenagers having unprotected intercourse and getting sexually transmitted diseases, even if they didn't get pregnant, and that this would encourage young women to be sexually promiscuous. And so there have been charges and countercharges of the politicization of this process.
So this is a decision for now. What happens next, and what might conceivably change the position of the FDA?
Well, I have spoken to the head of the company, Bar Laboratories, and she has said that they are going to try basically both outlets. They're going to first suggest a type of labeling where it would remain a prescription medication for those under 16, and it would be made over-the-counter for those over 16. They're also going to pursue getting data to show that it is safe for those under 16. That will obviously take a considerable period of time. Even the earlier trying to get it over-the-counter just for those over age 16 will take at least until the end of the year, but certainly this process is not over.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
NPR's Julie Rovner.